goodness. We have to get a little background here, okay? To begin with, the word stan, or the addition of the term stan, means land of, so that Pakistan is actually the land of the Paktia or Pakhtun. Afghanistan is the land of the Afghans, Uzbekistan is the land of the Uzbeks, and Kyrgyzstan is up for grabs. Did you know that the largest military base for U.S. forces in Central Asia is in southern Kyrgyzstan? And there's also a pretty fair-sized base down in Uzbekistan, too, but we don't talk much about those. In reality, the United States has very quietly influenced, bribed, and in general taken hegemony over the stan's governments of one sort or another. We support the president of Uzbekistan, who is purported to boil his political opponents in hot water, slowly, alive. He's a nice guy. You know, we always try and help out our friendly dictators. I'm not sure what the story on President Akayev was, whether he's been particularly cruel to his people, or whether or not he just offended them by the blatant level on which he stole the election, which was supposed to put him back in power for yet some more terms. Apparently that was the trigger anyway, and the people took to the streets to protest the election, and they took over the central cities in a couple of three of the four or five cities in Kyrgyzstan, and now they have seized the government headquarters in the capital. And President Akayev has fled to Russia, which, where I come from, sounds like the overthrow of the government. One has to presume that Kyrgyzstan has an army, and that that army is not all that enthusiastic about President Akayev anyway, because if they were, somebody would have been shot by now, or at least some significant number of people. Which raises the question as to who is going to do what with which and to whom in Kyrgyzstan. Now, China has an interest in this one. They have a border with Kyrgyzstan, as does Uzbekistan, Afghanistan, and most of the rest of the gang. Everybody has a piece of the action up there, and the United States in particular with its military bases. And these bases, by the way, are not, you know, this isn't, hi, there's some folks out there in a barracks outside of town, and they'll come on in and have a drink this evening. These are total security, isolated locations in which a little bit of America, including a McDonald's or someplace that at least serves hamburgers and all the rest of that stuff, are available to our people who never leave the base except in armored vehicles on patrol. Same thing goes in Uzbekistan, where we're running operations for air support. A lot of military basing going on that we do not hear about. But I suppose the folks in Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan have heard about it. And apparently, with the governments in the stands a little bit on the fragile side, there are going to be some changes. And the question is, will an incoming government be quite so friendly to the American military presence? We'll watch this one slowly develop over the next 6 months or so, if it doesn't blow up. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip, on the pick, on the radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
America's jobs are leaving our shores in record numbers. Thanks to the ingenuity and all-American know-how of corporate leaders, every time an American factory disappears, a red-blooded American CEO gets a great big bonus.
Get out! Don't let the factory gate hit you in the ass!
If you're an unemployed part of America's increasingly useless workforce, what can you do? Not much. Unless you call on JobQuest International and outsource yourself. Your skills are needed overseas, where America's corporations can't find enough qualified people to work for the lousy pay they're offering. At JobQuest International, we'll provide you with a passport to a Pacific Rim country, then provide you with 2 days of intensive training. You'll learn how to live on the $3 a week you'll be paid for working 80 hours 7 days a week. It may not sound like a lot, but $3 can be a princely sum for anyone who lives in a tin-covered cardboard box not far from the city's main open sewer. Don't wait. Call JobQuest International and learn about the benefits of outsourcing yourself to a third world country today.